It didn't take long for school leaders to challenge the results of Florida's new state test when problems cropped up.
There are more questions than answers.
Parents and lawmakers like Miami Senator Dwight Bullard started asking a question soon after. If we're having these problems with online tests, why not just do things the old-fashioned way?
This requires the DOE produce a paper and pencil option.
But testing experts say computerized tests have many advantages over paper and pencil. There's more flexibility to ask open-ended questions or have students perform a series of detailed tasks. Or a question like this.
Listen to this science podcast.
Pluto was in charge of the underworld in Roman mythology. Maybe the fact that the planet is so far from the sun is the reason why the planet Pluto was given this name.
Schools get more information about what students do and don't know. And retired McGraw-Hill executive Doug McRae says the most important reason for choosing online tests is...
If instruction is being done on computer, then you should do testing in the same mode.
McRae is a psychometrician, a big word that describes the science of building tests and making sure those exams measure what's intended. Florida has required schools to deliver half of lessons digitally when classes start fall of 2015. When schools modernize lessons, McRae says they need to modernize tests as well.
If Florida is down the path on getting computerized instruction in place and the kids are familiar with it, then it would be a disadvantage for those students to do it in the paper and pencil mode.
School districts across the state vary in how much instruction is digital. In Miami-Dade schools, some grades have electronic textbooks and others don't. Other students get personalized math lessons through the iReady computer-based curriculum.
In the big picture, no, and not in my opinion, it doesn't make sense to return to paper and pencil tests.
But computerized tests are still developing, and other states have had problems. Kansas threw out the results of its test last year after hackers disrupted the exam's trial run. Studies showed Kansas students who took the test during disruptions skipped more questions than those who took the test uninterrupted. In Florida, students had long waits to sign into the test. Some were booted from the exam, but more than 90% of scheduled students completed the test. McRae says Florida's problems seem minor so far.
The startup problems that Florida had do not seem to reach a place where you would have to throw out the results.
Henry Brown is the director of the Center for Study of Testing, Evaluation, and Education Policy at Boston College. Brown says Florida needs an outsider to make sure the test results are legitimate.
The other thing I think it would be very important to restore confidence, both in the state and the vendor, it would be to have an independent group to review what happened.
He says the state should try to address problems with students or schools individually to make sure the results are fair. Businesses have already switched to computer-based testing to license and certify employees. Brown says schools should follow suit.
Many of our students are not competent typists.
That's Brevard County teacher and school board candidate Darcy Addo. She says not every student is ready for a computerized test.
You cannot test what you have not taught. If you want to test whether a kid types well, you need to teach them to type.
Addo is active in the state's opt-out movement, which opposes standardized testing and using scores to determine student, teacher, and school performance. But she says there are more important questions about whether the Florida standards assessments are reliable. Education Commissioner Pam Stewart told lawmakers the test has been reviewed and the results are trustworthy. Addo says she and other activists have asked for those reports, but have yet to receive them.
We don't have the data, and we have asked extensively. But Commissioner Stewart says it's available, so all we ask for is to see it.
Lawmakers are raising doubts about whether the new test results will be reliable. They're considering changing requirements for third-grade reading scores and asking whether the state should issue grades for public schools this year. The Florida Department of Education says they won't throw out test results because the cyber attacks didn't access test data. When repeatedly asked whether the delays caused by software affected results, state education officials refused to answer. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.